This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Part of the ultimate negotiation over what the spending level is going to be for the next year.
Well, we are very far apart because our views on crime and our views on immigration and the military, so many are different. But a lot of things have happened even over the last 2 hours with respect to the missile launch. We want our military funded, and we want it funded now. It's going to be bigger, better, stronger, it already is, than ever before. But we want to get going on that now. So that is the difference, in all fairness, from this morning when I told them that we're way, way far away. And with that, I may just have General Mattis say just a couple of words about what he has found out. General, do you want to say just a couple of little pieces of information?
President, Senator, Speaker, a little over 2.5 hours ago, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It went higher, frankly, than any previous shots they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically. And in response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
Thank you.
Well, I like how the president, brings General Mattis. You got a little words, couple little words. Well, we just had a big missile fire off. Just give us a couple little words on this issue. I don't know. Sometimes the president is comical. You just have to, just listen to what he says and not take it so seriously, word for word. But you get little nuances like that that can make you laugh a little bit. But North Korea, of course, fired off a ballistic missile. And in a further challenge to Trump is what the New York Times says. The Washington Post says North Korea missile test, fresh challenge for Trump's relationship with China, to say the least. China has been moving more and more to try to do what they can to bring this hermit kingdom under check. But it seems that they may not have the full force and authority here. It's like you go back to what you learned in kindergarten in the sandbox of life right away. And that is when you were attacked by a bully, you had to attack back. If you didn't, that bully owned you, for the next 6 years. And this is one of those things here. We're being bullied by this North Korean, Kim Jong-un. And it is, as I said earlier, memo to North Korea, we got crazy people on this side too. And, crazy behavior will render more crazy behavior. And this is the risk we're running in. And I know there's some hawks out there just saying, hey, look, just go there and blow them out and, do whatever you can and let's clear the table once and for all. Well, I'm sure our experts are looking at ways in which to do this to mitigate risk and not put our ally in, which is not that far away in South Korea, not to mention with the capacity that the North Koreans have been able to exercise here. It would demonstrate, as they are saying now, that they're further along. And this is what some of the experts have been telling us along the way, that they're further along than what's being reported, that maybe what's being reported is more of what's hoped for than what is, but with the exposure and the release of this latest missile, it's telling us that they're further along than we even realized, that now they're talking about that they could be fully nuclear within a year. pretty scary stuff here. So we'll have to continue to stay on top of this, and you need to stay on top of it as well and stay activated on this issue, because this is not going away, not soon. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, coming at you live. Coming up this hour, in addition to talking about the anatomy of war, why America loses every war, we've got an author of a new book. Harlan Ullman is going to be joining us. Bruce Zucker is going to be with us in just a moment. We're talking about the convicted Jackson family killer declaring his innocence. This was at a press conference here a couple of weeks ago, and there's some evidence that's being presented, and the attorney for the convicted killer of the Jackson family member is Bruce Zucker, and he will be with us in just a moment. We're finding out more information, you know, about Matt Lauer and his dismissal from NBC. And whether it's Matt Lauer or any other, you know, celeb figure that has been falling by the wayside here, I think what is coming out loud and clear is, and Andrea Kaye, you know, kind of referenced this, is that there's been a burying of our heads in the sand over these issues. You know, we saw these things happening, and we just went along to go along. And, you know, I think this is a good opportunity with all this coming about, is because it's not only women, but men being empowered. I think, you know, when you have one gender empowered, it's all people being empowered to confront, you know, lies and deception. And for what? You know, not to, you know, get somebody jailed, but to hold people into check and accountable so that they can be focused on, you know, on their jobs and doing the best that they can do instead of being distracted with these other things that, as human beings, we can be distracted by. In this particular case, it's being demonstrated in, sexual harassment and, you know, activity that is not prudent. It's not beneficial for all concerned. And so here it is. What are we going to do about, you know, these things that we're being exposed to? So I know some people have told me, said, Bill, I'm tired of hearing about, you know, it's like every time it's sex here, sex there. It's like 1999 again, you know, with Bill Clinton. You know, the media went absolutely crazy over everything that was going on in the Oval Office in a blue dress. And, you know, do we want to hear all that? Well, I know that given the choice, we don't necessarily want to hear about it, but look at, you know, there's been a lot of people damaged along the way, and if we want to do something about it, and I believe that's the sentiment, is that we want to do something about, you know, this inequity, well, then we've got to open it up. We've got to bring it into the light of day and call it, you know, call it for what it is, and understand whether it's a congressman or congresswoman or anybody elected official that is utilizing some sort of secret shush fund, as Jenny Beth Martin had pointed out to us earlier. You know, all this stuff has got to, this is unacceptable. You know, this is malfeasance. It's misappropriation of funds. It's not our intent, because what happens is we are you know, we're drawn in to somebody else's bad habits. We become complicit. And, you know, to think about it, you know, and when I considered that my hard-earned money was part and parcel to the sexual harassment escapades that's been going on in the Beltway on behalf of we the people, I don't know about you, but it was rather disgusting for me. And I don't want my money going in that direction. And so I think that you probably feel the same way. So I understand Bruce Zucker is with us now. Bruce, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. I appreciate you coming on. As I was explaining to the audience earlier at a press conference a couple of weeks ago, which streamed live on Facebook, inmate Donald Bohannon, who is 81 years old, along with his lawyer, you, Bruce Zucker, and daughter Donna Bohannon, laid out why Bohannon's conviction in the killing of Tito Jackson's ex-wife should be dismissed and why Donald Bohannon should be released immediately. Counselor, here's your chance. Speak to our audience. Lay out the case for them.
Thank you. And I think, you know, you were talking earlier with Matt Lauer, the celebrity factor, which is, you know, I came into the case relatively recently in the last few years, and my practice is focusing on post-conviction and actual innocence, and we always look at it very skeptically. But one of the things that I noticed in this case, and you know, just to recap very briefly, my client and Tito Jackson's, you know, Michael Jackson's sister-in-law, and Tito Jackson's former wife, Dee Dee Jackson, drowned in his pool in the middle of the night. Mm. Initially, the medical examiner, ruled it inconclusive and not a intentional, death. She drowned. Her blood alcohol level was over 0.2. And they were, you know, in the jacuzzi and she was swimming. But the celebrity factor really fueled this case because there was no motive. My client knew Dee Dee for about 8 weeks, and there was absolutely no motive in this case. Mm-hmm. Yet, over a period of years, the Jackson family really lobbied the district attorney to push this case. And you know, when an attorney has an opportunity to work on a high profile case and make a name for themselves, a prosecutor or anybody else, that really takes on a life of its own. And so that's what fueled this case. And there was absolutely no direct evidence that my client did anything to cause her death. Now, what came out recently, 2020 did an investigation and aired an episode on this in September. And I learned for the first time that the medical examiner, a guy named Dr. David Posey, who very briefly worked for the county medical examiner's office, or the coroner's office, you know, did this autopsy and then changed his opinion after the district attorney lobbied him to do it 2 years later. But what we learned was that this medical examiner had problems in the eyes of the DA and other exams. Mm. And we just learned this for the first time. This is evidence that we should have known at the time to help my client, not that he has to prove his case, but to demonstrate that, you know, this was a botched investigation. Now, Bill, I think it's really important to understand something. Don is 81 years old. Mm. He's done almost 20 years. And on a 15-to-life sentence. The only reason he is not released is because he steadfastly maintains his innocence. Mm-hmm. And I represent a lot of people in parole hearings, and, you know, a big famous one, of course, recently was the OJ parole hearing. Right. And one of the things that they want to hear is remorse. Mm-hmm. And my client can't demonstrate or acceptance of responsibility. My client can't do that because he didn't kill her. Mm-hmm. And we're asking the governor, we're asking the DA, he's 81 years old, he's not in great health, he's done time, he's done all the minimum, more than the minimum term, just let him out already.
20 years on this deal. This is amazing. And 20 years later, you're finding out, Bruce, here recently that this investigation was botched, and there's other circumstances surrounding this ME, this medical examiner. We're talking with Bruce Zucker about, Donald Bohannon's case, and this is more information is coming to light. And he's breaking it down for us, and we'll get into more detail on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation. Several ways, of course. You can always tweet us at BMartinezLive or drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Always love to hear from you. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
One small child in a land of a thousand. One small dream of a savior tonight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bruce Zucker, who represents Donald Bohannon, is with us, and we're going back some 22 years to the death of Tito Jackson's ex-wife, Dee Dee Jackson. Bruce, what happened on that night?
Thanks, Bill. Well, my client and Don and Dee Dee were in the jacuzzi. They were drinking, apparently pretty heavily. And she went for a swim in the adjacent pool. And next thing my client knew, she was underwater. He tried to save her and couldn't. He was struggling to get her out of the pool. He eventually did. And she drowned. I mean, her blood alcohol was a 0.22, which is very, very high. Mm-hmm. And she had a history of alcohol abuse and had problems from that. Now, again, it snowballed into, well, did she know how to swim? What was she, did she not know how to swim? There was some debate about that. And, they effectively put the blame on him and turned it into a murder case. And I think I need to emphasize just two things real quick. Number one, the medical examiner who did not work for the county of LA very long initially ruled it inconclusive, but after 2 years, the district attorney, lobbied him and at their request, changed the report to homicide. And then, my client had hired a guy named, Michael Bodden, who was a very well respected, physician and medical, pathologist from
right,
New York.
Exactly. Right.
And he concluded it to be accidental circumstances, and he had a very sophisticated analysis. He was never called to the stand for reasons we still don't know. And again, I mean, it's too short of a time on this show to go through all of the problems. But I have to tell you, Bill, I mean, I'm doing this pro bono. Mm-hmm. I feel very strongly in my client's innocence, and it could take years to go through the court system to vindicate him. But right now we're just asking him to the governor and the district attorney to do the right thing, the compassionate thing, and let him out.
Well, it says a lot about Donald Bohannon's, commitment to his innocence. I mean, to invest 20 years of his life, and as you say, probably in many earlier parole hearings, if he'd have, claimed responsibility and, and vindicated the decision of the district attorney, he'd be out now.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, I kind of asked myself, that question, if I, God forbid, were in that situation, I would just want to get the hell out of there. I mean, I would probably just admit it, but at the same time, I can't feel what it's like to have been, pulled through this process and to not only have my freedom taken away, but my life taken away for something I didn't do. And so I respect that he's basically, sacrificed his life for his innocence. And
20 years is unconscionable. I mean, that's just incredible that he would, he'd be incarcerated for this length of time. Now, the Jackson family believed, that this was suspicious. And again, as we talked about before, the power of celebrity, especially in Los Angeles where the Jacksons reside, they put a lot of pressure on local officials to do something about this. But you've got a medical examiner saying it's inconclusive. You got somebody like Bodden, who's been on our show many times. He's a qualified expert. So I imagine as you read through his report and you're pulling back, the veil on all this evidence, you're wondering, wait a minute, how did we get here?
Well, if people read the commutation petition, which we haven't put it online yet, we want to give the governor, respectfully an opportunity to look at it before we make it public. But it's a roadmap to how we got here. And it's everybody's nightmare, to not be responsible for something. I mean, obviously, look, this woman died in this pool, and that's horrific. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But to put somebody in prison for it is a different story. And that's everybody's nightmare, to be accused of something that, you know, this guy's a pillar of the LA community. He's and of the African American community. He's done incredible. He was a businessman. He started the first Denny's after the riots in 1968 in Watts. Mm-hmm. He's done incredible work for the black community and, you know, the black teenagers and he was respected by so many, celebrities, back in the day. And, you know, unfortunately, when you're accused of something, people, you know, shy away from it. And, but this is a case where, we've read about injustices all the time, Bill, but in this case, I don't think I've ever been so close to a situation where it just really makes me, very, very upset and personally as a human being that somebody was, life was trashed like this. I mean, my heart goes out to the Jackson family and their loss for Dee Dee and there is nothing, you know, to replace that. But the answer is not to just hold somebody accountable because you want to be able to put it on somebody.
Right,
that's just exactly. Not the proper thing here.
Well, the thing that motivates us all, I mean, this is something that's almost, ingrained even as little kids. When things aren't fair, what do we say? It's not fair, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even as little kids, we discern when things are not right and it's just not fair. And here, your client, Bohanna, he is living this nightmare of unfairness for 20 years. So at this point right now, you're waiting on a commutation by Governor Jerry Brown, right?
Right. And we're respectfully and patiently, giving him the requisite time to do this, and we hope he'll make the right decision. And we've also, I know that the district attorney saw the 2020 episode back in September, and I reached out to them, and I've been in contact with and formally filed a request for a conviction review with their office. I'm cautiously optimistic that they'll do the right thing here and see that at an absolute minimum, there's many, many, many unanswered questions and concerns that they will, let him out. And then maybe we can sort this out later after he's free. If he was 25, 30, 40 years old, it'd be kind of one, way of going about this, but the guy's 81 and he's had heart problems. He's had a stroke and, obviously I've seen him in prison and I go to prisons all the time and it's no place for anybody, much less somebody who's elderly and sick. So it's not conducive to his health.
Well, not to mention somebody who's worked hard for his community, as you said, was very instrumental in the rebuilding of the downtown area. He did a lot of good for the community and, he's gotta be wondering, and going, why me, God?
I don't pretend to, be a psychologist or a clinician, but I've talked to him enough times and, let's face it, defense attorneys, they represent many, many, many people. And a lot of people are obviously guilty and you hear all kinds of stories and I've been practicing for 20 years. I was a probation officer for 5 years. I'm a professor of criminology. I mean, I see all the different reactions to things and people's perspectives and how they talk about their situation. This is unique.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's why it's sticking out and so evident for you.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left here? We got about 20 seconds. So how much time before Governor Brown makes a move or the district attorney?
You know, any time. They don't have a set amount of time by law, but we're going to give them to the end of the year, and then we're going to start,
We got to leave it right there,
lobbying them.
Thank you so much. Bruce Zucker.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Silent night, holy night, all is bright.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, independent as we can be. Not beholden to anybody, so we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Harlan Ullman joins us now. He is chairman of the Killian Group that advises leaders of government and business. He's the chairman of the CNI Guard Limited and CNI Guard Inc., engaged in protection of critical infrastructure, senior advisor of the Atlantic Council in Washington, D.C., and active on a number of private boards. A former naval officer, he's commanded destroyers as well as swift boats in Vietnam and over 150 combat patrols in action. He's also the principal author of The Doctrine of Shock and Awe. Harlan Ullman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
A pleasure to be with you. And you also might add, my new book, Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts, has just hit the bookshelves.
Well, good. And that's what we're going to talk about, because this is a question, I got to tell you, Harlan, that many of my former military friends ask time and again, and we all have different theories, of why America loses every war. What is going on?
Well, we don't lose every war. We lose every war we start, certainly since the end of World War II. And when we intervene with military force without full understanding of the circumstances or without just cause, we fail. And this is not a fault of the military. Ironically, we have the best military in the world. The reason that this happened, and the two biggest failures, of course, were the Vietnam War, which was a complete loss, fortunately without strategic consequence, and then the second Gulf War, 2003, as well as the war in Afghanistan, which has set the Middle East and South Asia ablaze without any end in sight. Now, we did prevail, fortunately, in the Cold War, which was the most important one to win, and George H.W. Bush performed magnificently in the first Iraq War in 1990-91, as well as dealing with the end of the Soviet Union. But the reasons we fail are threefold, and when you think about it, they're really self-evident. Mm-hmm. The first and the last four presidents that we've elected demonstrate this. Our presidents who we elect do not have the experience, the background, or the maturity for the very, very difficult rigors of office when they take over the White House. Second, they exercise in too many cases flawed strategic judgment. And third, in large part, this is due to a lack of understanding and knowledge of the circumstances in which we are about to be committed. Mm-hmm. And this applies to Jack Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam as much as it did to George W. Bush in Iraq the second time and Barack Obama in using force in Libya 2011. And so these are the three issues. And the book goes into ways that we try to correct and minimize these problems by proposing a brains-based approach to strategic thinking, which would indeed induce presidents to have a 21st century knowledge of the world rather than using 20th century concepts, to be based far more on knowledge and understanding and to focus on will and perception, that is influencing, affecting, and even controlling the will and perception of targets, whether they're friends or adversaries. Mm-hmm. But unless or until we do that, Bill, when we use force, no matter how good our military is, unless we really know what we're doing, we fail or we lose, and we've got basically 70 years of history that underscore that point.
Yeah, you think we'd have enough empirical evidence to say, look, we're smarter than this. You know, we were, interestingly enough, last week we were talking about, the president's job. I mean, it's not like you go to college to become the president. It's really what it's worked out to be, in some cases, an on-the-job training experience. I mean, you kind of learn as you go, which is pretty scary when you consider the fact that you always have the option for war on the table, especially when you're America. I mean, we're a rich target for the bad guys, aren't we?
Well, actually, we overemphasize and exaggerate the danger. You're absolutely right in your assessment. There is no school for presidents, as Jack Kennedy said. But having said that, we need to be able to put in place certain mechanisms that allow presidents to be better prepared. And there are a number of ways we can do that. We can pre-screen potential appointees so that this long, long period it takes to fill administrations, in some cases up to a year, can be short-circuited. But most importantly, we have to make fundamental changes in the organization of the National Security Council staff and indeed the national security structure that will provide the president with better options and better guidance and try to reduce the influence of close advisors who were very good in getting the president elected but may not have any experience in government. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to Bill Clinton. It goes back to George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and indeed Donald Trump, who are his closest advisors. And many of them, indeed most of them, so the majority of whom he listens to, have no experience in these issues. And so we need to change that. We're not going to change the Constitution, and I don't think you're going to see a George Washington or an Abraham Lincoln or a Franklin Roosevelt or even a Dwight Eisenhower emerge in the near future. But we do have to realize that if we continue to elect presidents as we have for the past 30 years, then we need to put in place better mechanisms that give a president a better opportunity to deal with these issues. We also need to change a bit the structure of Congress. Congress should have the equivalent of a National Security Council staff, mm-hmm. or National Security Council, the senior members, who can meet more frequently with the president, especially when it comes to these big issues of war and peace. You've got to bring Congress in for the takeoff if you want them to be there for the landing. Now, none of this is perfect because presidents are indeed the chief executive and the commander in chief. And there is no way that you can curb or change those constitutional responsibilities. But you can provide the president and the people around him with a better transition period and a better way of getting fuller knowledge and understanding of the issues that they confront
rather than
the current system.
Yeah, and do so without violating the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think this is imperative because the world is certainly more complex. As I said, we're exaggerating the threat. The chances of Europe being hit by a meteor are far greater than being killed by a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not new. We tend to exaggerate threats. Historically, we have to realize that the danger from terror really is that terror is a political weapon that is being used, in this case, by the Islamic State, just as terror was used by the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. And we have to understand that we need to defeat the idea and not to become overly excited with the occasional terrorist attacks that kill Americans, how unfortunate they may be. You've got to realize far more people are killed by overdose of drugs and gunshot wounds every day than ever are killed by terrorists around the world.
Yeah, that's a good perspective to hold in mind here. What is your read on North Korea right now?
Don't panic and don't overtweet. I think the president saying that he can handle this was one of his smarter tweets, and I've been a critic of the president.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize in 1949 when the Soviet Union got the bomb, we were hysterical. In 1964 when China got the bomb, we were hysterical. And the fact of the matter is the Soviet Union and Communist China then were infinitely more capable and dangerous than North Korea is. We have to realize that Kim Jong-un, or whomever is running the government, and may not be Kim, though we don't know that, from a Korean perspective, is rational. They see the Americans as the enemy, with good reason from their perspective. They saw what happened when Saddam Hussein gave up his weapons of mass destruction, when Muammar Gaddafi gave up his weapons of mass destruction. And to keep themselves safe from the Americans, they want to have the capability to be able to target the United States, at least potentially. Now, having said that, we need to move through diplomacy. We need to move through China. But we have to recognize that there's no way we're going to be able to turn back the Korean nuclear capacity, but we certainly can limit it if we are smart. And in the past, we haven't been smart, but that doesn't mean we can't be smart in the future. And I can outline a few further steps as we go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to go to break here, and I want you to do that. I also think that possibly Kim Jong-un is rolling some big dice here because, it could go absolutely sideways on him in as much as that he could end up losing more than what he's got to gain on the other side of this. That is a possibility as well, don't you think?
Not really. I think he understands that regime stability is his number one requirement, and I don't think he's going to do anything stupid. Yes, could something happen by mischance?
Okay. Well, more from Harlan Ullman on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here we come, the West, the Lane, and the Lakes of Green. Here we come, the one drink of beer to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you, you're welcome to. And God bless you, we send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, you found the place where we love to wassail because it's a good thing. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Harlan Ullman is with us, Washington, D.C.-based former naval officer with combat commands in the Vietnam War, later in the Persian Gulf. He has written a new book, The Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. Listen to what General Colin Powell had to say about the book. He said this book should be read by all practitioners and serious students of national security as the guide for avoiding failures and miscalculations in using American military power. It's one thing to have a big stick, but it's also knowing how to use that big stick, right, Harlan?
Absolutely right, and I was very grateful for General Powell and Secretary of State, former Senator John Kerry, among others, and even Lord Michael Dobbs, who was the creator of House of Cards, wrote the book, who called my book a combination of Tom Clancy, Thriller, and Carl Van Clausewitz, the military strategist, because I have in the book a number of personal vignettes that begin in Vietnam and extend all the way to discussions in Moscow with the most senior members of their national security team that provides further insights as to why things go wrong on our side and why things go correct. And so I think the book is just not a policy study, but it's very, very personal, and I think that's the reason why I got such favorable blurbs from such a distinguished cast of distinguished Americans.
Well, I think you addressed something that many Americans are asking, you know, why? You know, and here we are. We find ourselves in a circle of seeming incompetence, you know, things that we should have learned, especially with the recent, you know, series on Vietnam, you know, looking back historically.
Sure.
You know, you look back on that and you shake your head and you think of, you know, 60,000 casualties. America's
58,000
young men
dead, probably 2 million Vietnamese on both sides.
Yeah, I mean,
I listened to the book, Five Principal Reasons Why Presidents Go Wrong. Mm-hmm. I won't go through all of them, except to say that It's very crowded at the top, and the president has huge numbers of things on his desk. And so spending enough time really to get to the bottom of these issues is always a problem. Mm-hmm. Then there's ideology, there are campaign promises, there's political expediency, and there's dealing with a 24/7 news cycle. So, for example, John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson could be prepared to pay any price and bear any burden to stop monolithic communism from running the table in Southeast Asia. They were wrong. Mm-hmm. There was George W. Bush, who believed that he could change the geostrategic framework for the Middle East by democratizing Iraq, and he was correct, but for the wrong reasons. And there was Barack Obama, who could paint red lines and threaten Libya's Bashar al-Assad, and then go into I should say...
You mean Syria's
Bashar al-Assad, yeah. And then go into Libya, mm-hmm. Seemingly to protect the citizens of Benghazi, who were not under such a great threat, resulted in the killing of Muammar Gaddafi in civil war. And so all these suggest some of the reasons why presidents make the wrong decisions, because of expediency, because of insufficient knowledge and understanding. For example, Bill, before September 11th, there were few Americans who knew the difference between Sunni and Shia.
Yes, exactly.
We really started the Vietnam War over the Tonkin Gulf. Second incident, which never took place, we went into Iraq the second time over weapons of mass destruction that didn't take place, that weren't there. And in other interventions in 1983 in Beirut or in Grenada, in the Caribbean, we went in under the Reagan administration to prevent the Soviets from building a runway, which they weren't. It was being built by the British as part of a tourist development program, and to save the lives of 233 American students at a medical school, which the operational commander on the scene were in no danger. And so too often, we tend to use these circumstances as excuses for using force, and we get it wrong.
How much is driven by money? You know, that you have hawks.
I don't think that's the issue. And too often...
I'm glad to hear you say this, because this is one, you know, argument you hear all the time from progressives, is that it's the, you know, the lure of money that has drawn us into war.
That's absolute nonsense. The trouble is that we unfortunately think that there are no budget limitations when we get engaged. I mean, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq probably cost us in excess of $2 trillion. And so I wish we really did consider money much more carefully before using military force. And asking the what next question, what exactly is this going to cost us in blood and treasure?
Exactly.
And too often we don't. We have open-ended commitments. We think we can spend anything that we need to spend. But, for example, the defense budget is around $600 billion. That is not enough, by the way, to be able to afford the current forces we have under the operational requirements and the way they're being used. Congress is proposing to expand that to, say, $700 billion. That's not enough. The Russians, on the other hand, are spending maybe $60 billion, maybe a little bit more, because they don't necessarily report everything, and they're running circles around us. President Putin put in probably fewer than 5,000 forces in Syria and turned the tide. We had 500,000 troops in Vietnam. We had a couple of 100,000 troops in Iraq the second time. We've had hundreds of thousand troops in Afghanistan. And here are the Russians doing all this stuff on the cheap, and we're being made to look like fools. So I wish we really considered money before we take action. And I'll give you a further example. It's very difficult for the best Army, Navy, and Air Force and Marine Corps in the world to fight an enemy who doesn't have an Army or a Navy or an Air Force. Indeed, when we were dealing in Iraq and Afghanistan with so-called improvised explosive devices, so-called IEDs, booby traps, we spent $70 billion with a B, billion dollars. That's a huge amount of money. And interestingly, today, the ratio of Americans who are being killed or wounded by IEDs is about the same as it was then. So $70 billion, did we save some lives? You bet. But that's a huge, huge amount of money when there are other alternatives, such as new tactics, changing the way we're using military force.
Exactly.
Too often, we are absolutely blind to the cost of things, thinking we have an unlimited checkbook. And quite frankly, with a $20 trillion deficit, that certainly no longer is the case.
Without a doubt. Why is it that the Russians are more effective with less?
I'm sorry to say that in the book I talk for a brains-based approach to strategic thinking. As you said, I was the original creator of Shock and Awe, which we did not use in the Second Iraq War. And Vladimir Putin has lifted those concepts.
Mm-hmm.
He's focusing on will and perception, and he's using military force very skillfully with minimal levels to achieve what he wants. Mm-hmm. He did that in Georgia when he forced the Georgians in 2008 to accept the bait. Now Georgia is divided geographically with Russian occupation in Ossetia, meaning they can never get into NATO. And similarly in Ukraine, he's annexed Crimea, basically without a shot, and has really caused great upheaval in Ukraine with minimum uses of force. And the fact of the matter is the Russians are far better at understanding these issues than we are. Not that they're smarter, but it's our political system which makes it exceedingly difficult, because on the one hand, you have a Department of Defense, and I have to say I am marveled and stunned that the Department of Defense works as well as it does, because the overall system of requirements, of oversight, of regulations had to be designed by the KGB, because no rational person would do to the Defense Department what our system is. They don't get a budget. They don't know what they're going to be able to spend until the fiscal year is half over. They probably spend 20 or 30% of their time dealing with excessive regulations and rules. And then this thing called sequestration means that, yes, if the budget caps are exceeded, the Defense Department has to take equal cuts across all of its programs, let's say of X percent, let's say 10%. Well, how do you have 10% less of a bullet or 10% less of an airplane or 10% less of a ship? You don't. It is preposterous. And I admire the Department of Defense struggling under these circumstances, which are not of their doing. But we have a system of government that is broken. It is profoundly broken. And what's happening with national security is just one single reflection of that brokenness. Now, can we fix it? Probably. Is this existential? No. We're not at threat of losing the country. But what's going to happen if we don't change things, and I'm expanding much beyond national security, is future standards of living for the majority of Americans will decline. And as most people now believe, their children and grandchildren will not have the same standard of living that they have, and pursuing the American dream is going to be far more difficult. That's what we face. It's not cancer that's going to be life-threatening, but it is a bad case of the flu. And unless or until the American public realizes this and demand of their governors better government, we will continue along the same path.
Without a doubt. Well, Harlan, the signs are there. I mean, it's already being reported that, for example, our pilots are not on the training missions that they need to be on. You know, everything is so anemic. Planes are sitting idle because they're broken and can't be fixed.
Yep.
These are all bad signs.
They're all very bad signs. And to their credit, the heads of the military have been very upfront with Congress and the administration. The recent rash of naval incidents and collisions are examples of what's happening, but these apply just not to the Navy, but to all the services. As you pointed out, we're 2,000 pilots short. We have just under 60 brigade combat teams in the U.S. military. Only a handful are ready to fight tonight, and at best a third will need at least a month to get ready, and the rest are not ready. And this is not the fault of the military. It's the fault of overstretching the military. We've been at war since the end of the Cold War for about 70% of the time. That's 5 days out of seven. And by war, I mean not only military operations, but the kinds of things the military is being required to do in Africa, in Asia.
So, well, Harlan, we got to leave it there. I want to direct everybody, if you're serious about national security, this is a must-read book, The Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. Harlan Ullman has been our guest. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Water is...